Brooke Spector. Now, we have been hearing about Jeffrey Epstein facing federal sex trafficking charges. He died on Saturday from an apparent suicide. This is according to federal officials. Now, the Federal Bureau of Prisons said in a statement that it was investigating his death. Now, Epstein was 66 and was found unresponsive in his cell. And it was at a holding facility in New York City at around 6:30 in the morning. Now, according to the statement, staff at the Metropolitan Correctional Center tried to revive him, and he was eventually taken to hospital where he was pronounced dead. Now, meanwhile, just hours before Epstein's death, new court documents were unsealed, which revealed new claims against, for example, Prince Andrew. But Prince Andrew's not the only one. You are joined now by Brooke Spector, U.S. foreign policy expert and associate editor at the Daily Maverick. Brooks, good morning.
Morning, Kino. Good to be with you again.
Good to have you on, my friend. Now, listen, let's talk about the latest around this Epstein saga.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is one of those things that is going to live on forever, even though Jeffrey Epstein does not, because there are going to be all kinds of claims and counterclaims and lawyers and claimants to his money, even if there is no trial, because he's no longer around to have a trial. The people who are alleged to have been harassed, bothered, assaulted, raped by him still can pursue civil charges and civil claims. Expect this to last for many years. But to get back to Mr. Epstein himself, he was in this federal corrections facility pre-trial, and apparently the staffing wasn't as it should be. One of the guards wasn't actually even a formal guard. They didn't check him every 30 minutes as per their protocols. They were working overtime and therefore were getting tired and less than focused on their tasks. And he was no longer on the suicide watch. He'd been on in late July after apparently trying to commit suicide in the first place. And there was nobody else in his cell. So you put all these things together and there are going to be some serious charges of inefficiency, malfeasance, misfeasance, anything you want. And the Attorney General has said he's going to have a thorough investigation of all this. Look for this to be the headline that devoured the country.
Yeah, and I mean, if one just looks at some of the names attached to Epstein, of course, the latest reports, obviously showing Prince Andrew, then there's Flavio Briatore, the businessman, and a whole host of other people, including Naomi Campbell, very friendly with him.
Well, I mean, he was one of these people who cultivated, apparently, friendships with the rich, powerful, and famous. He cultivated Harvard University by giving it money for an institute, which he then managed to claim as something that he had done for the benefit of mankind. I mean, he was a master manipulator of others, not
yep.
just young girls.
Absolutely. Brooke Spector, thank you. You're a U.S. foreign policy expert and associate editor at the Daily Maverick.